We heard from several people who felt they'd been unfairly penalised for the 2012 tax year. People like Ebony, who has had a £100 penalty notice for not submitting her tax return in 2012. Now, she didn't work in 2012, apparently because of a long-term injury.
I'd informed the tax that I was currently off work due to my spinal operation. They told me that it was fine and it had been dealt with. I then received a letter informing me that I'm now going to be have a penalty fine of £100 that goes up £10 every day the longer I don't reply. I was in shock at first and a bit annoyed. And then I got on the phone to them as they give the number and say if you need to speak to their assessor. So I did that. I phoned at 3:15 and I was on the phone, put on hold for 20 minutes. I then tried again for a further half an hour, and then at 4:00 they told me that the lines were closed, so I couldn't get hold of them.
Well, Neil says he thought he'd filled his return in online, only to find out he was being fined later. He had no other warning that his application hadn't gone through, he says. We had another message from someone whose son has received a penalty notice for 2012. Apparently he didn't work because he was in full-time education. And Kevin says he took his 89-year-old mother's 2012 return into income tax last January, along with his. She received a letter the other day saying that they hadn't received it and was going to be fined £100 and £10 a day. Deputy Heidi Salisbury, chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, says they're concerned.
We've seen the tax office go from crisis to crisis recently, and our concern is both the distress it's causing islanders and the effect it's having on our economy. If we're not bringing in the income, then we can't pay for our services. From the last set of accounts, which is one of the things that caused alarm bells to the committee, was seeing the amount of money coming in from income tax reduced by 10 million. And one of the questions we asked at the time was, well, is that because, partly maybe, because islanders aren't earning as much as they used to, and so the tax take's gone down? And was part of it because the tax office just aren't processing tax returns fast enough?
Well, we've also heard from a father whose 16-year-old daughter has received a penalty from income tax for 2012 when she was aged 14. She'd had a trial job for a week, just a few shifts in a local restaurant, which he says the tax office had been told about, and also about the extremely small amount of money his daughter had earned in that year, meaning that she wasn't eligible for a fine. The letter was sent by the income tax office on the 20th of January. It took 3 days to arrive, meaning she'd already racked up £130 in fines before even being told there was a problem. Deputy Heidi Salisbury says there needs to be ownership and leadership within Treasury and Resources.
They need to get a grip, get political oversight in there, as well as making sure that operationally they've got the people that they need. I mean, we're an international finance centre here. We're not exactly lacking in accountants or people that they couldn't contract in. They could bite the bullet, get people that they can contract in and sort out the